Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. Steve, is there something between us that I don't know about? Like, do we have an issue? Do we got a problem? Like, let's clear the air.
There might be.
We've been in the studio.
I know.
You don't follow me on Twitter? You just followed me on Twitter?
Listen,
I was reading on this day, March 7th, 2001, Marcus Maven, or Marcus Finale, in the final game for Louisville, senior Marcus Maven scores 12 points versus UAB. I was just ready to go.
Yeah, that day was about you.
I was just ready to be over it. No, we already had Denny Crum honoree day. I was just like, UAB. CSA tournament at Freedom Hall. Counts for 1624 points. 11th best all time in Louisville story program history.
At that point.
Steve didn't like it. He didn't retweet it. He didn't acknowledge it. What's your problem? Steve, what is your problem?
I didn't know.
He goes, oh, wait a minute. I don't follow you. Oh.
Don't know.
Nikki, is that the equivalent to his finger nose digging voice that he does for you?
Yeah.
I can assure you.
I'm going to do it to him. I don't follow you, Marcus. Sorry. My bad.
I can assure you that I did follow you. I have no explanation. I know there's no way to just do it because your tweets are protected. So I kind of have to make it clear that I did not follow you until you accept me. So I'm not real sure what happened.
You taught me how to protect my tweets.
Yes.
I might open them back up.
No. You just got
to. Isn't that time to open them back up?
No. Just accept me.
No, you can follow me. I have to accept you?
Yeah.
Where?
know.
Where would I go to accept you?
I don't know. I don't. It says these tweets are protected. Only confirmed followers have access to Marcus Maben's post.
How do I confirm followers? I've never seen an option to confirm
followers. It might be over then.
Okay, wait. No, I can see them. Sweet. Me and Marcus are tight.
Yeah.
You can see where you can confirm followers?
Well, no. I'm just, I thought maybe like you got hacked or there was some sort of setting that was off. But no, I can see everything.
Okay. Nothing here yet. Okay, so here's the thing, Steve.
Yep.
Really quick.
Okay.
Listen, it's going to be a short show because everybody's going to have to drop what they're doing at 11 o'clock and go watch Our Ladies.
Yes.
So this show is going to be a short show. So before we get started, the phone lines are open. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. And before we go any further, let me remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 939 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. 968-6222. Look them up online at dfhcompany.com, Steve.
Okay.
At some point in your life, I had one of these moments. At some point in your life, you were just crossing your fingers when you swiped your card.
Uh-huh.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Hoping not to get... Nikki, you've been there?
Oh, every day.
Okay. And here's the thing. That anxiety, it diminishes, but it's still every once in a while, you kind of, you know, when it doesn't read the chip right, it just gives you it just gives you a little jolt of nostalgia.
Sure.
About times you were really worried.
Well, considering if you're like me and you never look at your bank account. That's charity. I don't even look at the bank. I just go swipe it. And I'm like, oh. But charity, I tried to buy a pair of $200 shoes and we didn't have it.
We'll be surprised together.
Yeah.
I never do, Steve. It's it's one of those things like you and I both can get cleaned out and not know it till Friday.
Yes.
Or do you actually need to? Okay. I had one of those moments this morning.
Okay.
Okay. How do I explain this? It's just that it's the exact feeling of the chip card where you just, I don't know how broke I am, you know, like the sigh of relief when something goes through. So Steve.
Pops and I actually celebrate when it says approved. We're like, approval. Yes.
That's funny. So Steve, there have been times in my life where I've seen a truck pull up.
Yes.
And I just noticed the truck pull up and I'm chilling. And now all of a sudden, my power gets shut off. And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right? I'm coming out my crib this morning, right? And the local LG&E people are just right on my porch, crossing over to the, you know, to check my meter, right? And this is one of those first times that I was like, I wonder who they're here for. Because I knew it wasn't me. And it was such a sigh of relief just to not even get that nugget of that could be me. they could be coming to shut me down. And listen, it stood out in my brain because the guy, you know, he kind of gave me that double take. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of like, dude looks familiar. You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming out of my house. So I'm getting in my car and stuff. And then he comes over. He speaks. You know, he's like, hey, man, I thought I recognized you. You know, blah, blah. It was cool. But I think I might have crossed the threshold by not getting panicked when I saw the LG&E man running up.
Turning the corner. Nice.
Turning the corner. So, Nikki, you've had that recently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was in Disney. So, yeah.
Disney will make you second.
Yeah, there were a couple times I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get have enough for this $300 lightsaber or whatever. Yeah.
Charity knows me too well in Disney. She brings no less than $2,000 spending money because she's like, I know you. She's like, and because I'm always like, babe, we can go down there on $600 spending money. Like, dude, we'll just budget. We'll just eat a little bit.
We'll just get fast food.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't need all the extra stuff. And she's always like, okay. And then when we get down there, she's like, well, you know, we got this. And I'm like, oh, because she knows as soon as I get in there, I'm like, yeah.
Toys. Magic, I want it. Whimsy.
I want a backpack. I want a shirt.
What purchase are you looking to make when you get back down there?
This time?
Yeah.
There's two shirts I want.
And I asked Steve, you got to answer quick because people, listen, people right now in text line are probably going crazy.
Yes, they are, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
people need to know the hot board.
Okay, hot board.
I want a goofy hat.
And the hot board
hat,
has changed. Screw it.
A goofy hat or a t-shirt?
Okay. Nikki. Nikki. I want a quick answer. A sharp, act like you thought about it for years.
Goofy hat.
Give me the answer immediately.
Goofy hat.
One food that you could cancel the effects and have it all the time for the rest of your life.
Pizza.
That's exactly what I said.
My guy.
The show.
My guy.
That's exactly what I said.
My guy, Roma.
He asked me that, and I said, are we talking one food or just like, can it be multiple? He was like, no, just an item. I was like, pizza.
Yeah. No heartburn, no bloatedness.
Multiple different kinds. Yeah. Get my music ready.
Yep. Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Stop talking. Do your job now. We're done with you. Peasant.
Let's go. Get on it. Get on it.
Sofaro called Drew Diener the angel of death. Come on. Get it. All right. It's time, baby.
Turn it up a little bit, Nikki. I want to get in the mood a little bit.
It's time.
While Steve had...
For the updated...
Steve is Bankhead bouncing in here.
Steve Rummage. Top 3-in-1 hot board. All right. You ready, Nick?
Let's go. Let's go.
Number one, my heart's involved now. I think it's going to be a tough pull. I'm not sure we can do it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure Josh can do it. If Josh can do it, Josh deserves a statue. Scott Drew-Bailey. It's still number one. He's going to be number one. Spoiler, he's going to be number one until he says no. Or Billy Donovan becomes a real option. Then he's going to get bumped to number two. But
you mean Chicago Coach Billy Donovan?
Yes. If that ever becomes a good option. But number two, my number two last week's gone. Drew Diener said no Chris Beard. Chris Beard's gone. I'm sorry, Nate Oates was number two, wasn't it? Nate Oates is we'll get to Nate Oates. My new number two.
New number two.
Jerome Tang.
What did he do? What did he do to move up to number two? You have to justify this.
I just need him in there. My number three. Need him in there. Okay. That's people contact me and I'm like, hey, you're right. The list is pretty white.
Jerome Tang. I didn't know you would do it, man.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're right.
I didn't know you
But I really do like Jerome Tang. And I like what he... I think if you married him to the Louisville job with the amount of NIL he could get, I think he'd be very good.
Right.
Number three. My number three. Eric Musselman. Drew said this morning he thinks Nate Oates is not going to be an option. He thinks TJO is not going to be an option. My and one.
Okay, the and one.
Mick is the pick.
Mick is the pick.
I'm going to go Mick Cronin for my and one.
He knows the job.
That's where I'm setting, man. Scott Drew, Jerome Tang, Eric Musselman, and one. Mick is the pick.
Is there a text line emotion over your choices?
They said they want it down, just narrowed down to Scott Drew. Well, me too. But yeah, man, listen, the more stuff comes out, and when we eliminate guys, I mean that's what the next 5-7 days are gonna be, man. It's gonna be eliminating people. Like, listen, we know Louisville's going after Scott Drew. That I believe, after listening to Bob and after listening to Drew, and both of them kind of saying from they've heard from sources, I feel comfortable believing that we're going after Scott Drew. Mm-hmm. We are going after Scott Drew. Man, that's going to be a tough pull. God, I hope they can do it. But my God, that's going to be a tough pull. The list after Drew is sad. Well, you could do KP year three. Nope, you don't want to do that? Okay, then you will enjoy my list.
You'll like it.
Yeah. This is Mick is the pick.
Oh, I gotta say this. It's gonna hurt.
Okay.
It's no. Okay, I told you that I'm gonna do everything in my possible, in my power. You said it yesterday, Steve. You said we're not well in the mud.
No.
We don't do well.
No, me and you don't. That's our Achilles heel. If you can get us in the mud, that's where we struggle.
You agree with that, Nikki?
You guys aren't mudders. Well, say that with love.
No. And I was saying for people that say, like, well, what are you going to do? Like, it don't matter who the coach is. Like, I don't care. Like, I told y'all at the beginning, like, I'm a terrorist. You're not going to be able to argue with me. So, like, if you come at me and you're like, you thought Kenny was good. Cool. I don't now. I want him fired. I like the next guy. I don't care. Like, you can't fight me on that. Like, yeah, I thought he would work. Yeah, he sucks. Okay, well, I want this guy. And guess what? I'm going to think my guy's better than your guy probably. So I don't care. You're going to be like, well, you don't get it till he's in it. Well, yeah, I do. Because I got more pull than you do probably. So I want that guy.
I got 10 to noon. What do you got, homie?
Yeah. I want that guy. Yeah. I'm like, that's the guy I want.
I like spicy. And I don't care
because I'm going to root for him because I worked my butt off to get a voice for him. And now I got one. So, but no, seriously, man. Like, that's the guy's, you know, I mean, that's when we move on to a new coach, we'll be 100% there. But where we struggle is if you get us in the mudslinging contest. Yeah. We're not good at that.
You guys aren't mudders. Yeah, and that's and neither am I.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing. I'm not good at that.
Drew Talu. However, you must make it clear that, you know, when like, you remember when I did my 3-day fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter.
White Jerome threw in his.
That's pretty funny.
Says support for Jerome Tang.
Steve.
Somebody said me throwing Tang in there, they feel like I got some info.
Fair enough.
I might.
Steve. After my fast, it doesn't matter what you said in front of me.
Okay.
See where I'm going?
Yeah.
See what I'm doing here?
No, it's perfect. Yeah, like you could pretty much march anybody in here, and I'm gonna be like, he killed the press conference.
After I fast for 3 days, water is different when you fast. A cup of water. I know it won't keep me alive forever, but a cup of water, you savor every hydrogen, oxygen, combination of molecules.
Wait, when you did the fast, you didn't drink water?
First day, no. Second day, yes.
That's a good way to die.
What the?
Drew Diener says he doesn't drink water, period.
No, Drew's insane. And he got mad one time and threatened not to drink water for a month. It was like.
Drew said, and then he said, was it his doctor who said, you don't technically need water. H3O2 is really what you need.
I use that all the time. When people are like, explain Drew Diener to me, in real life.
Water through fruit.
Somebody at Buffalo Wild Wings one time was like, tell me what Drew's like in real life. I said, Drew threatened to not drink water for a month because he got mad at somebody. So I was like, that's Drew Diener in a nutshell.
Accurate.
Yeah. Like that is.
You drink your water. Or you eat your water.
I was going to say, you definitely need water, right? But yeah, like you can get it from food. You can get it from food. You don't have to drink it out of a water bottle.
Yeah, your real hydration comes through.
I mean, do you realize what we're in for in the next 5 days, 6 days, 7 days?
It's going to be a roller coaster.
It's going to be wild, dude.
Appreciate Jaleel Skinner stopping in with us yesterday.
That was awesome. He was so good, man.
Really impressed with that kid.
Yeah, he's going to be a good addition to this program.
The humble brag of losing track of all the people that recruited him. That was
pretty.
Okay, do you realize what we're in for? I'm listening, Steve. I mean, if it was up to me, we would just go hire Richard Pitino, and that would be the end of it. Like, well, that was easy. He'll take the job. He would bring back all the things we want. He's a great coach. Well, that was easy. That's good. Next. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be field.
How over under four extensions in the next 7 days?
Oh, God. I mean, listen.
Over under four coaching extensions that names are connected to the Louisville job.
Listen, Josh or Jeff Goodman is going to tweet out at no less than three or four guys that that are pulling their name out of consideration for the Louisville job.
That's pretty funny.
Which is like, okay, we never offered them.
Right.
Like Chris Beard. It wouldn't shock me right now if it was like, well, Chris Beard is
I'm staying.
I'd like to play a game and just say random coaches and just see how quick I could get that text. Like, it don't matter who you say. You say any coach. Like, I said Richard Pitino, so I was like, no thanks, I'm Richard. There's not a coach that everybody's going to like. Like, I think Scott Drew. I bet there's some people don't. There's somebody out there that's like, Scott Drew would be a terrible hire. Doesn't matter.
It has to be a rule. Like, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to say no to my candidate that I mentioned if you don't have an option.
Of course, this guy's last text where we just had two black coaches, our boxes are checked. So that tells me all I need to know about you. And you're gone.
Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Oh, can we block him? Oh.
Goodbye.
Is that where they went in my morning?
Yeah. So that's all I need to know about you. It's like people don't think we can see their last text. It's like, oh, that's the kind of person you are. Cool.
Or their phone number.
Yeah, or your phone number. No, I mean, listen, what we know is, thank you. That was nice. Thank you. Yeah, I mean.
You got to get quicker on your hotkeys, brother.
Yeah, dude.
I had to pull that one up in the moment. That extra 4 seconds lost the moment.
Just, it was like, ah, we're done here.
And it took Steve a while.
You know, I had to type in 4-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-
I wonder why I can figure out what to play when he's not here.
I know.
Everybody's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he has this secret language code that he hides from everybody and ends up hiding from himself.
I think the only thing, truthfully, the only thing we do know right now is what I said earlier. Louisville is targeting Scott Drew. I think it's all we know.
There would have to be something to make Louisville feel that it's a real deal thing. Josh Hurd doesn't strike you as a get played for a contract extension. Mm-hmm. That's why at the end of the day, like I said, enjoy the coaching search conversation. And to me, I'm separating the coaching search conversation.
No, I didn't block you, Texter. I was just kidding.
You didn't block him?
No. I was just threatening. False threats.
Yeah, I was going to say, Texter, we're not going to dig any fight in the mud. I'm separating the coaching search from Josh Hurd.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, the search is conversation.
Yeah.
But Josh Hurd, like I said, there's no move he's going to make that I'm going to be mad at him
no,
about.
No, I totally agree.
You know?
Like you know me, and I am Mr. Name Guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he comes out tomorrow and says, we're hiring the Indiana State coach,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, okay. Yeah, that's who you believe in? Let's go.
Yes. Yes.
And that's against my nature because I am Name Guy. That's why I lose fantasy leagues.
Listen, you and I learned a lesson about him and how much he cares and how hard he works. We learned our lesson a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
We've learned to give him his hey, you're here to do the job right. You want to do the job good. You going for it. That's all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing somebody's going to put in the work to get the job done.
That's it, man.
And you win, you win. You lose, but getting it in, getting the work done. That's a beautiful house. My God. TimberTech. That's awesome. Okay, let's get ready for the ladies' game.
Let's go.
93.9 The Ville.